everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is March 28th, and the topic is from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone, High Aspirations. The quote is from Louisa May Alcott. Far away, there in the sunshine, are my highest aspirations. I may not reach them, but I can look up and I can see their beauty, believe in them, and I try to follow them. Here's what Linda has to say. We set simple goals for what we need to do today or this week, writing them on a to-do list, buy groceries, pick up the dry cleaning, wash the car. It feels good to accomplish these things, but they aren't the kind of goals by which we hope to define our legacy. Our long-term goals should reflect our highest aspirations, goals that we can reach only if we stretch ourselves, do the best we can, and be the best that we can be. Here's the affirmation of the day. I will write down my long-term goals and put the list where I can see it daily to remind me of what I hope to accomplish in my life. I find us doing this activity at the end of the year and then also at the beginning of the year for New Year's resolutions. So today is March 28th, and how many of us have actually revisited our New Year's resolutions and our New Year's goals? How often do we reflect at the end of the month to prepare for the next month? What did we do well? Where do we excel at? Where do we fall short? And how do all of those activities link to, and an activity can be growth, okay? It can be self-development. It doesn't have to be a tangible thing. How many of those activities link back to our high aspirations? What do you guys think about today's episode? Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org, or better yet, leave us a comment on wherever you're listening to PTSD and Beyond podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Yep, if I can say that, we're going to leave that blooper in. As always, take what resonates and go beyond.